COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Howdy, folks. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Legal Grass, Massachusetts. You can find me on anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at @IAmCannabisSativa and on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. So for today's episode, we're going into why politicians are so reluctant to want to provide telemedicine after the pandemic. I would say that it's because most of your politicians nationwide and worldwide, frankly, they still hate the plant and they hate the people that use the plant. A lot of these politicians still see medical as something that people are faking. They still see medical as a cheap excuse for people who like cannabis or who are cannabis enthusiasts to legally be able to get it under the guise of state-sanctioned approval towards getting it. Your politicians hate the plant and hate the people that use the plant, and they think the worst of the people that use the plant. So again, we have to protect them against themselves. We have to restrict and regulate and make it so there aren't too many dispensaries that are opening. We have to keep demand low so too many people aren't getting a card. We have to keep it so a card is not a rub, is not basically legalized recreational. So again, we have to draw very sharp boundaries and very sharp distinctions around quote-unquote responsible use. So this is the game they're running. It's just the game that they're running. Again, I mean, it's just a game that they're running on us. Like, they don't like the plant. They don't like the people that use said plant. So again, we have to make the bona fide patient relationship very strict. We saw that in my neighboring state of New Hampshire, where you had to see the doctor multiple times before you'd be issued the card. You'd have to have a prolonged bona fide doctor-patient relationship. Again, because of the people that made your medical marijuana laws in most states, they hate the plant, they hate the people that use the plant. And besides, you can't have people getting medical marijuana cards via webcam for stubbed toes, because that's going to cheapen medical. And we don't want our state, we don't want our middle America, Ohio, to become like California, or we don't want Massachusetts to become like California. So we can't keep telemed there for too long, because then it's just going to be a adult use program under the guise of medical, and we're going to have too many dispensaries, we're going to have too many grow ops, we're going to have property values being lowered, we're going to piss off our rich NIMBY voters if we have more of a free market approach. Because they're going to have to smell cannabis more. And again, those NIMBY people, they don't like the plant. They don't like the people that use the plant. But they're happy being beer and wine with Xanax on the side people. But again, let's continue reading this. So this is from the State of Ohio Board of Pharmacy. Patient Caregiver Newsletter, July 2021. Telemedicine. Physicians in the Ohio Medical Marijuana Control Program are required to establish a bona fide physician relationship to recommend medical marijuana. Ohio Law, Ohio Revised Code 4331.30, and Medical Board Rule, Ohio Administrative Code 4731/32/03, require a physician to conduct an in-person physical examination of the patient prior to the first recommendation. The physician may issue a recommendation for 90 days and up to 3 renewals for 90 days each. Once the 3 renewals have been made, the physician is required again to perform a physical examination before they can issue another recommendation. To prioritize patient safety, the Medical Marijuana Board suspended enforcement of these regulations during the COVID-19 pandemic, which allowed physicians with a CTR to use telemedicine in place of in-person visits. Now that the state of emergency has been lifted, the medical board will resume enforcement on September 17, 2021. Once again, this will require initial visits and annual renewals to be completed in person. More information about the medical board's telemedicine policy can be accessed here. https://med.ohio.gov/0/FAQ/telemedicine. Again, I'm not going to read the rest of that, but you know where it is. And I'm going to put this in the description as well, too. But again, I mean, your politicians hate the plant and they hate the people that use said plant. So they see a lot of them, again, they don't see medical as legitimate. They see people just getting medical because they like cannabis. They're not actually treating any pain or any debilitating illnesses. They're just doing it. They're just getting a card so they can legally smoke. So again, we have to make people go through all these hoops and ladders so we could say that we have a legitimate medical program. Ohio is not the only state doing this. My state, you can renew your card via the phone or via webcam, but you can't get a new card via phone or webcam. You have to do an in-person appointment. And our governor just extended that till early September, instead of September 17th. But again, our Restrict and Limit Cannabis Control Commission, they were itching to get rid of that after the pandemic. And our governor and our political establishment, they're itching to get rid of it because they have the same mindset that people all over the country and people in Ohio have. I mean, what's the name? The powers that be in various states have, excuse me, not the people. But again, the politicians in mass have the same mindset as the political establishment in Ohio, that, you know, these are marginal people doing a marginal drug. We have to restrict and limit access so us productive citizens and us real Americans that just drink beer and wine with Xanax on the side don't have to see too many of these cannabis people. So we have to make getting a card as stringent as possible. Disabled and limited mobility people, their numbers are too insignificant, and it's not profitable to cater to these vulnerable populations. And again, it's going to undermine medical if we can let people get it go via webcam for sub toes. So who gives an F if the disabled or the poor or whatever
are collateral damage in preventing marijuana from being too accessible. Who gives an F if those vulnerable people are affected? The hell with them. Again, their numbers are too tiny for us to get rid of our profit making machine in this endeavor. So again, if they can't get their card, well, that's too bad. That's too bad. Maybe they should get a relative to drive them. Maybe they should pinch their pennies for a few years so they can afford the Uber rides to get these three doctor's appointments. I don't know. But this is how your politicians think. They hate the plant. They hate the people that use the plant. They hold us in contempt. And we have to do a full cleaning of house of all of these politicians on a state level, on a local level, and on a federal level. The last part, on a federal level, that's going to be a lot harder because it costs a lot more money to run for federal seats and run for president. And again, you have a filibuster that prevents the unwashed masses, the unwashed masses from getting too much of what they want too quickly. Again, our founding fathers made that by design because they didn't want mob rule. So again, change federally is designed to go slowly in this country on purpose by the founding fathers. So again, federally is going to be a much harder lift because of the constraints of federal institutions in this country. You know, most of the action is done on a state and local level. We're 50 different countries wrapped up in one. We're not really a United States. It's kind of a misnomer to that people outside America don't get. But I'm digressing. But again, I mean, that's the reason why they don't want telemedicine to stay post-pandemic, and they don't want to be like other states like California or even New York, even though New York has a very strict program. The one good thing about New York's medical program is that telemedicine is allowed for all patients. So again, I mean, your politicians hate the plant and hate the people that use the plant. So that's why they're making it hoops and ladders on purpose, because they don't want cannabis to be too abundant within the state. And they don't want too many people getting the cards too easily and using this as a pseudo adult use program. If I had a guess, that's the intention and mindset behind this. Again, I'm not going to read this article. So this just outlines Massachusetts. So Ohio is actually going to keep their telemedicine longer than Massachusetts. It's going to be over and extend. It's going to be so the extended telemedicine thing, sort of allowance, or the them allowing telemedicine, that's going to end on September 1st in Massachusetts. In Ohio, it's going to end the 17th. So they got a full 16 days more than us. And again, you're restricting limit commission, including people like Collins, including people like the new appointees Baker and such put there. Again, this is restrict and limit. We can't have people getting medical marijuana over webcam for stubbed toes, because again, that's just a recreational program. We can't have people having too much fun, damn it. But again, we're not going to read this article. But just a heads up, people in grassroots, it's like me. If you don't have a card and you want to get one after September 1st, you're going to have to go in person. So just wanted to put that out there. But we got some success in New Jersey, because New Jersey, they made telehealth permanent in for their medical marijuana program. They made that permanent. More states should follow suit. I hope my state follows suit. I hope Ohio does. I hope all the other states have too. Believe in Florida, like telemedicine was never allowed in Florida, but then with COVID they allowed it for a brief period, and now from what I read not too long ago, it's already gone, and there are no plans to put it back, because again, the political establishment there, as in my state, as in Ohio, as in most of these states, they hate the plant and they hate the people that use the plant. It's a marginal drug done by marginal people. And we don't want people having too easy of access as a result of it being a marginal drug. So again, I mean, I don't want to keep this episode too long. As always, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can follow me on Instagram at _IamCannabisSativa and on Twitter at ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.